This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You've got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You've got it. Are we seeing the earth? You've got it. Are we seeing the earth now?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide broadcast. The president has come out, and the president has defended InfoWars. The president has defended Paul Joseph Watson. The video of that is coming up in the next segment. It's posted to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. We also have the unbelievably incredible information that's just broke on InfoWars.com. Donald Trump. Authorities investigating possible election fraud in Florida. They have caught the Democrats with giant trucks. We're going to be rolling that video next segment as well. I think we can B-roll some of it now for TV viewers. The video is posted on InfoWars.com. Florida is at the center of explosive post-election fight, and Arizona, suddenly, the Senate seat is in question. Just like they fraudulently tried to keep Kavanaugh from getting appointed and getting confirmed, and they've been caught lying in that case, they are back at it, ladies and gentlemen, with 18-wheelers and trucks, with private individuals delivering the magic ballots that are needed. And the question is, would Democrats engage in election fraud? That's what they do. I mean, we've caught them all over Texas, everywhere else this election cycle. This is unbelievable. So found magically. Magic ballots swing Florida. They're set to lose the governorship they won, the Senate seat, the ag commissioner, everything. Who is the leading expert on Democrat fraud in the state of Florida who led George W. Bush's operation in 2000 and successfully exposed it and took it to the Supreme Court? Roger Stone. Yes, a man of many trades, many hats, hated by the left. He'll be joining us on the ground from Florida, ladies and gentlemen, where this is happening, where he predicted it would, Broward County. He said on Tuesday night, he said, I fear they're going to find a bunch of magic ballots. And then they looked like they conceded. He said, wow, that they've never conceded before. They always stuff. They always discover magic ballots. It's where he lives. Well, lo and behold, they sucker punched us. They waited till we looked away, and then... Dun, 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 dun. Here comes the Enterprise big truck. And now it's getting loaded up with all those magic ballots. They're so magical. They're so helpful. And they're just the exact targeted races. Oh, and they're overwhelmingly, now that the recount's happening, they're overwhelming for the Democrats. This is amazing. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's all completely transparent. It's all completely obvious. Magic found ballots could swing the state. Shocking video footage shows Florida ballots transported by private vehicles being transferred into a rental truck on election night. The great Michael Snyder reports that into the AmericanDream.com. It's posted on InfoWars.com. Now, that's it. Antifa has expanded its hit list of people they're going to target with violent threats. Like Paul Watson tweeted, when the mafia comes in and says, we know where you live, hope nothing happens to your kids. It's called racketeering. When they come to your house and bash in part of your door and say, we know you live here, you're not safe, you hurt children, your children will get hurt. Well, then it's okay, see? It's okay then. It's okay, because they're funded by George Soros and his nasty little son. So it's all right. The mainstream corporate media then defends them. So we're going to be breaking it all down today. There's so much more I haven't gotten into as well. Latest from our good friend Nancy Pelosi and the new acting attorney general who's got the globalists so scared. Why are they so scared? Find out.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, the 9th day of November, 2018. And, the Republicans had won the three Senate seats. And, there'd only been 26 losses in the House. And magically then, as soon as we all turned away, 18-wheelers in Arizona, California, and Florida came rolling in. And the ballots magically being counted, in some cases, in some precincts, are 100% Democrat. 100%. And magically, looks like the Republicans might lose two of their senators, two of their governors, and a bunch of other key races. Man, oh man. My, oh my. Isn't that just horrible? And Donald Trump says he has dispatched Homeland Security to investigate possible election fraud. That's like asking, how do you know when CNN is lying? It's when you dial their channel and you can bet it's distortion and lies. It's the old joke, when it's Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton lying, it's when their lips are moving, but it's worse than that. They're constantly waging war against reality. It is the corporate fake press's job to not just lie to us, but then to distort and lie about any real media. And then to try to have it censored off the air. So we have all this incredible news, Antifa expanding, its violent hit list, as political violence escalates, that's the Washington Times. So everything is getting out of control at an accelerated rate. We have massive Islamic invasion news in Europe. We have Venezuela collapsing into beyond Road Warrior, beyond Thunderdome type scenarios. We have Trump signing an executive order saying that those in the illegal caravan will not be given the option of applying for political or religious persecution because they're coming as part of an organized criminal mob. And so he's saying under an executive order, which he has the total power to do, president's over that, over immigration, over the borders, that will not be accepted. They'll have a bunch of lawsuits filed, but those two will make their way to the Supreme Court and will be overthrown. But all the other judges below will engage in criminal activity against the country and try to stall as long as they can. But in the end, as long as we can keep Trump alive and keep him in office another 6 years, this country will be about 50% turned around, which then we could save it. Now, here's the big news. And I don't want to make InfoWars the big news here, but when we are one of the top news stories in the world, this is all over Russian news, it's all over Japanese news, it's all over European news, it's all over U.S. news, it's everywhere. I start getting calls yesterday morning at my house saying, did you doctor the video? And I said, what video? And it was Paul Watson zooming in on the video everybody saw live of Jim Acosta pushing the woman's arm down with kind of a light push karate chop and then pulling his hand away from her when she tries to take the microphone away. And to change the subject from that, because Acosta then lied and said, I didn't touch her, they turned it around and said that we doctored it and then had this string of so-called video experts get up and say that we sped it up and then slowed it down. No. I've taken Watson's video. I've looked at the raw HD we have. They're exactly the same except for 7 dropped frames throughout the thousands of frames. Remember, there's 25 frames per second. And we went and looked at it, and that's what happens when you upload stuff to Twitter. It has a crappy video system, as everyone knows. You shoot beautiful HD, you upload it, it loses a bunch of quality, drop frames are in there. Everybody sees us live on TV when I say, oh, this clip just came in. We play it, and there's glitches, and the audio's off. Sometimes it does it really bad. It's just the way different systems work together. A lot of them don't integrate. But with Paul, he just zooms it in. But then the so-called experts go, but we looked and there was edits. Now, other top experts have come out in newspapers and said, no, those are drop frames, which is normal with compression on different internet formats. It has not been doctored in a way to be doctored where they're trying to change the meaning of it. This is what happens when you blow video up on cheap editing systems and then you upload it to Twitter. And God love Paul. He's great. He does so much work. He's a one-man wrecking crew. I've offered him better equipment. I've offered him crew. He doesn't want to do it. Because I would have grabbed it HD and uploaded it HD. We like to do stuff HD. Then there wouldn't be any drop frames or any problems. But it doesn't matter. Jim Acosta, in front of the whole world, wouldn't sit down, had asked 3 questions, was argumentative, wouldn't give her the microphone back, and pushed a woman and shoved her. There's 3 actions there. And that they would think in the corporate media that they would change the subject and say in thousands of BBC, London Telegraph, Guardian, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Dallas Morning News, Austin American Statesman, everything, just thousands. Alex Jones caught in another lie, editing video, Acosta didn't touch her. When everyone can watch the HD footage everywhere, you can clearly see he did it, but this is how they do distraction. And then they had all these other people come out again and say, I'm an expert, I'm an expert, I'm an expert. Look, they edited it. And then they would edit it to say that we edited it. But all these other experts have come out and said, no, it's the exact same link, it's the exact same time. Watson's video is a little washed out because of crappy compression. That's it. That's it. But we have to sit here and spend time on this because this is the mind control, ladies and gentlemen. This is the mind control where everyone saw him push the woman, shove her arm down, and pull back away from her and keep talking until the president had to get involved. Corey Lewandowski barely touched a woman. There's 6 frames of video. You've got to pause, and maybe he touched her. Maybe he kind of went like that. I do that going through crowds all the time. This turns into end of the world. Donald Trump's people are brutalizing women. Acosta does 500 times. The action. We're not even sure Lewandowski did anything, but let's just say he brushed her, his hand like 2 seconds, you know, a millisecond, 6 frames. Just barely touched her. This is clear in front of everyone, and they change the subject and say, you didn't see that. No. Alex Jones, the evil mastermind, he went in and showed it accelerate and then showed it slow down to make it look worse than it was. Worse than it was, Acosta says he didn't touch her. Even Fox News came out and said, yeah, the evil Alex Jones, because they're in competition, folks, with independent media. They all know what they're doing. But you know what? The president isn't. And Paul's tweeted this video out at Prison Planet, Paul's Twitter. Nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that just is dishonest reporting. I watched it last night. They made it close up. That's not doctoring. We're going to play the president in a moment, but coming up in the next hour, we have caught Media Matters and George Soros 100% doctoring a video about Owen Schroyer and calling for us to be removed off of the air. They say that we bullied a black family. The people came over, pushed Owen for no reason, got in his face. Owen said, oh, my gosh, boy, that's bizarre behavior from you. And then, but they cut the front off, see? Just like the Mexican supremacist said, you're white, you're subhuman, you're a monkey, your mother's married to her brother, you're total scum, gringo, you're going down. I said, man, you're really racist. They cut it. Facebook's official system cut it up, made it look like I was attacking Hispanic women. Let's go out to break with the president. Here he is.
The taped video of Costa? What are you talking about? All that was, nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. And he was not nice to that young woman. I don't hold him for that because it wasn't overly, horrible. But it was. But all that was, when you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy. Because it wasn't doctor.
Thanks for sticking up for
it. The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There, and as you can see in this video, this intern came up to me. They're describing her as an intern. I don't really know who she is, and attempted to take the microphone away from me. All I can say at that point is that I was trying to hang on to the microphone so I could continue to ask the president questions. Obviously, I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President,
Are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, Pardon me, ma'am. I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Now, there's so many facets to this. Do you remember on September 11, 2016, a month and a half out from the 2016 election, Hillary fell down in front of her black ambulance that we first broke a month before, that she has a black ambulance, a wheelchair, they have a medical tent, she's having convulsions every 45 minutes. We were told this by the Secret Service. In fact, it was so secret that the RNC, they said, we got a message for you, you'll get it in the next few weeks. It was months. And they delivered it in person. They said, you got crew all over the country, right? Follow the ambulance. It's a black van. We said, we don't have crew everywhere. He said, we'll just try. Well, we ended up getting it in Ohio, and somebody else caught it in New York. CNN, MSNBC would show her stumble when she starts having the seizure, but not fall on her face or get picked up and put in. And they would say that we were lying and that she only stumbled, and they would cut before she fell down. They would say, see, she just stumbled. This is fake news. But the internet all saw it, so they knew they were lying. Try to find that clip, guys, of it was headline like media claims InfoWars lying that Hillary did not fall down. Cut clip before she falls down. That's the level of deception and of criminal activity we're dealing with. And as a mass, they do it. So Jim Acosta says, I don't know who this woman is. He's there every week. He's there every day at these things. Everyone knows who the staffers are that go around giving people the microphone. They sit there and they beg for it and they look for it and they reach out for it. He says, I don't know who this person is. Like he's walking down some dark alley and someone, you know, comes up and touches him, so he karate chops him. No. So everything's alive, this little Decepticon. I have no idea who this woman is. I just asked three questions. I'm just running over the president, you know, 8 feet from him, right in front of the podium, pointing my finger at him. And then after he says, sit down, give the mic back, I don't know who came over to get it. A five-year-old knows that you go to these events. It's the person handing the microphone out. When they ask for it, you give it back. So he's lying about that. And then he says the whopper. I did not even touch her. And national news went with that and said, Jones edited it to make it look like he touched her with trick video. People went and looked at it and they said, they zoomed in. They just blew it up. They went, oh, well, still, they sped it up, and then they slowed it down. Then the clip's the exact same length. It's unbelievable, the mind control they try to engage in. It's ridiculous, is what it is. And the president came out and responded, because they were pressuring the White House to come out and apologize to Acosta, and then have Sanders apologize for putting out a Paul Joseph Watson InfoWars tweet. How dare you? How dare you? So Trump went and looked at it and said, properly because he's worked in television for decades. No, they blew it up. They zoomed in. That's not doctoring. Doctoring is changing something to make it look like something else. Zooming in is making it clearer. Zooming in is transparency. Zooming in is investigating. Zooming in is checking. When you read the newspaper and you look closer at the print, are you doctoring or are you investigating? We were clarifying. We were making it clearer. We were zooming in. We were doing the opposite of lying. We were revealing. What does sunshine do? It reveals. What does a curtain do, like mainstream media? It brings darkness. You stumble in the dark. So here's the president defending Paul Watson and InfoWars and reality.
They take video of Acosta? What are you talking about? All that was... Nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. And he was not nice to that young woman. I don't hold him for that because it wasn't overly, you know, horrible. But it was. But all that was, when you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy. Because it wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring. No, I wish her well.
So there you go. The video's up on InfoWars.com. I'll probably say that's fake video we just showed. It's all they've got. They're caught. They're known liars. No. Coming up, Owen's walking down the street. He's at the Smithsonian talking about Black History Month and how black unemployment's the lowest ever recorded and how Trump loves black people. And some weird leftist black people come over and start pushing him, saying, get out of here. He goes, that's not very nice, and leaves. They edited it to say, Owen Schroyer attacks innocent black family. Now, you want to see doctoring? We're going to show you criminal-level doctoring. The reason it's criminal is they're trying to then use it in a nationwide campaign right now, in newspapers everywhere, to take us off the air. Watch Jones's attack dog, white supremacist, bully black family. They mean business. I mean, this is just getting crazier and crazier. It says we dehumanized and harassed a black family. America must act now to stop the evil. That's coming up. Now, this next piece you're going to see is a bit of satire, but it's not. They said Corin Lewandowski basically brutalized and tried to rip a woman's arm out of her socket like Beowulf did Grendel. Six frames, barely brushed beside her. Acosta slaps, pushes down her arm hard, pulls away, and she lets go. That's kind of a little tussle, but I wouldn't say she'd get arrested for it. Now, under Democrat rules, he murdered her. He was Godzilla coming out of the water, vaporizing D.C. Okay, so under Democrat rules, you're about to see Millie Weaver just a few months ago at one of the Trump events, and she's trying to talk to Acosta, being very polite, and the bodyguard, Godzilla attacks and kills her. Head's cut off, blood sprays, she dies. Now, that didn't really happen. But according to Democrat level, like touching someone, if it's a Republican to a woman, it's devastating assault. So, compared to Lewandowski, this is death. Here's the footage.
Nothing to worry about.
Sir, are you okay with news being censored?
I gotta go.
You're okay with media organizations being censored?
You really have nothing to worry about.
Sir, are you okay with news being censored?
You just saw Millie Weaver killed by Jim Acosta's security.
You really have nothing
murdered.
Sir, are you okay with...
Now, I'm being sarcastic. That's satire. I don't think the guy... He was nice at first. She was nice. She got a little, you know, reportery, and there was no need to push the thing back because it wasn't in his face. But, okay, I'm not saying it's assault. But according to Democrats, Jim Acosta murdered Millie Weaver, our reporter. He murdered her. And then he ate her body. He chopped her head off and drank her blood. And of course, it's not real. But see, I'm trying to be like CNN now. So our reporter was murdered by Jim Acosta's people. Of course, that's not true. Let me be clear. I'm illustrating. If I was like them, what I would be saying. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So, Jim Acosta is the guy that said that he was at the hospital and President Trump did not visit Congressman Scalise. He also seconded and continued reporting what MSNBC was saying over at CNN, that they had removed the bust of Martin Luther King, that Trump had ordered that done. This is a man dedicated to complete evil. And his world is about deceiving you. And that entire channel at CNN is not media. It's about destroying free speech, hounding InfoWars off of the Internet. So we joke about these people, but we have new footage that I'm going to air coming up after Paul leaves us. Then I have Owen Schroyer later in the studio talking about this, because George Soros and Media Matters have a new national campaign to take us off the air, saying that we assaulted verbally an innocent black family on the street. It's the opposite. They heard Owen doing a report about how black poll numbers were very high for Trump and how Trump was really trying to help African Americans, and these folks came over and sort of bumping him and saying, get out of here. Media Matters edited that off, and it is criminal. But that's who these people are, dedicated to murdering truth. Dedicated. Like Acosta is such a liar. In the same piece yesterday, during the 2.5-minute exchange, we'll play it later for Paul leaves, he says there is no migrant caravan. They're hundreds of miles away. It's not real. And Trump goes, oh, they're actors. This is everything's a lie. He's a lie machine. He says he didn't touch her. Let's play that piece that we just played earlier before we go to Paul and then the president. Here is Acosta. This is for TV viewers mainly, for radio listeners. He's saying he never even touched her, and it's him pushing down her arm and then pulling it away. And you see, she lets go because it was pretty forceful. Now, we can let this pass in the moment because she initiated contact. But by the time the president said stop it, he better stop it. We're not like the left saying if you touch somebody, it's assault. But it started to go into that area. But then when he said he didn't touch her in front of the whole world when it's on video and he says we're lying and that we doctored it, I've never heard of such lies. And it just goes to the mindset of these people. And now the president's responded, defending Paul Watson, InfoWars. But here is the compilation.
He and I were going back and forth there. And as you can see in this video, this intern came up to me. They're describing her as an intern. I don't really know who she is. And attempted to take the microphone away from me.
Now stop it there.
All I can say
stop it there. Start it over for TV viewers, for radio listeners. CNN cuts and loops footage. Doesn't show the confrontation to say, see, nothing happened. And then Anderson Cooper comes back and says, wow, you saw the video, folks. Never touched her. We have that coming up, too, the unedited clip, the full clip. I mean, the level of the gaslighting is, these people are unbelievable. What next level will they go to? Sorry. Start the clip over.
He and I were going back and forth there, and as you can see in this video, this intern came up to me. They're describing her as an intern. I don't really know who she is, and attempted to take the microphone away from me. All I can say at that point is that I was trying to hang on to the microphone so I could continue to ask the president questions. Obviously, I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging. The other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
You know, I didn't. Put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging. The other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
You know, I didn't. Put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
The other folks. That's had, enough.
I think that's under.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible.
All right.
And the way you treat other.
That's right. We're going to go back to the president's response just about an hour ago, defending Paul Watson in the video, just saying all we did was zooming in. That's not doctoring. That's showing even more clarity. That's enhancing for the truth. Binoculars don't make your eyes lie. They give you further vision. Brushing your teeth isn't attacking your teeth. It's helping them. I mean, Paul, this is insane. What has happened here? Are they just so used to lying that the lies now have become so ridiculous that this is now blown up in their face, but all over the place corporate media is still defending it?
Well, it's blown up in their face, Alex. Some of them are having to backtrack. But again, it's such a bubble that they just regurgitate it. And a lot of these hit pieces are just basically formulaic copies of the initial hit pieces. So then it goes, you know, it spreads in that manner like a virus. But the fact is, Vice News, no fans of InfoWars, no fans of me, certainly. Vice News talked to two forensic experts. And I don't even need to talk about this because I know I didn't doctor the video. It zoomed in. That's not doctoring. But even they got two forensic experts who said that there's no evidence whatsoever that it was doctored. One of them is called Hani Farid. who studies digital forensics, human perception, and image analysis, University of California, Berkeley, and he said he does not think the video was doctored. He agreed the entire video was, of course, slowed down and zoomed in to focus on the moment of physical contact, but does not see any evidence to suggest that it was selectively edited to exaggerate Acosta's motion. They had another guy from the University of Colorado called Jeff Smith, who is another image analyst. They said he came to a similar conclusion. Smith told Motherboard that he could detect duplicate frames in the White House video, which could indicate it was doctored, but then he went on to say that it wasn't. There are duplicate frames, two additional frames. Again, that's due to video compression, Alex, as we talked about yesterday. But he says, otherwise, the video is not slowed down, doesn't appear to be altered on the pixel level, as many people in the Twitterverse are claiming. So first, Alex, they said it was sped up. Then they said it was slowed down, and now they're having to back away from that completely. The New York Times, Alex, today, because Colbert talked about this, Jimmy Kimmel talked about it, they all regurgitated it. New York Times reports today, quote, the video was sped up, creating the illusion that Acosta had pushed the female intern roughly. The video was not sped up. Even the forensic experts at Vice admit to that. Now they're saying, oh, it might have been slowed down. Like, make your mind up, seriously. This is blown up in their face, Alex. It's ridiculous.
Paul, how many times have I begged you, though, not to use the free crap video editor you have?
What's that, sorry?
Well, because it grays the video, and it does add skip frames. So sometimes we get videos from you, and there's little jumps and stuff. Obviously, everybody sees the video. They know it's the same length. It's just a cruddy upload of it. It's the exact same length. A few frames that got added by digital distortion doesn't even add a millisecond. So it's the exact same length. It is the video. It just lost resolution because you uploaded to Twitter and zoomed in. Period. Period. Period.
Yeah, and that's why everyone now admits. But again, this bubble is so intense that they're never going to be able to retract it. It was a GIF image downloaded from Twitter, exported as an M2T file, then run through another program called Handbrake to make it back into an MP4 file so it could be uploaded to Twitter. So obviously it's not going to be exactly the same with compression, but it was not edited, it was not doctored. They manufactured a complete hoax. This was an international media hoax to distract from Acosta's behavior, which, as Trump said, it wasn't horrible, it wasn't assault, but it was certainly controversial. It was a talking point, and it reflected negatively on him. So this is why they had to create an entirely new controversy to distract from it.
And now the bigger scandal is Acosta saying he didn't touch her, and the entire corporate media going along with the lie. Even when they talk to forensic experts, buried in the articles, they go, okay, this is just impression. It's real. Acosta pushed her and, you know, pulled the microphone back. Just the fact that they even tried this, Paul, is just a next-level BS.
I mean, they called it Orwellian. They claimed that Sarah Sanders or the White House had edited the video, and that was Orwellian. The Orwellian thing is, like, do you not have eyes? Can you not see his left arm come down and push her away, physically restrain her, overpower her? Did he touch her? Yes, he touched her. Nobody's saying it's assault, but he touched her. To claim otherwise is an outright lie.
And like any woman or any man overpowered by somebody else, she looks to the president and the Secret Service like, this dude just shoved my arm down and jerked the mic back. What do I do now?
Yeah, you can see her immediate reaction is she's surprised by the fact that he's physically restraining her. She didn't see that coming. Did he touch her? Yes, he touched her. The video, which is not doctored, shows that. It's
proof. I mean, I'm a man, but if I was doing the mediation and a man pulled a mic back, I wouldn't do it. I'd call security over. That's what she does. He manhandles her. She looks at security. Paul, let's come back, though, and play the president's defense of you. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Again, I want to be absolutely clear. This is one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest. It got more attention than the tragic shooting yesterday that killed 12 people. The PTSD Marine was posting to Instagram when he did it. Will they ban Instagram off of the internet now like they did Gab? No, they won't. But a true tragedy. We've got all this big world news. We've got total election fraud, live feed with our reporters on the ground at Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And we're going to have Roger Stone from Broward County. There are trucks blocking the entrance as the Democrats try to bring in more 18-wheelers and trucks full of magic ballots that in some cases are 100% precincts reporting for Democrats so that they'll lose the Senate seat, they'll lose the House seat, they'll lose some of the other seats that the Republicans just won. This is incredible. The live feed is on Infowars.com. It's happening right now. In fact, can we go to Infowars.com for folks? I want to pull it up on screen for TV viewers. One of the links you want to spread is at Infowars.com. Okay? Democrats just got caught trying to steal back Florida and Arizona, plus Trump defends InfoWars and more. Now let's go back to InfoWars.com. The new live feed is a whole separate feed that I want to show TV viewers right now that's in the main featured area right there. I'll pull it up on my phone. Scroll down. We're going to do this right now together. There it is right there. Look, that's the huge news right there. Four trucks block entrance to Broward County elections office as protests gather. We have Roger Stone and our reporters are on the ground now. That is coming up next hour. Election official meddling being investigated as Dems just happened to find lost 18-wheelers and large trucks full of ballots. This is huge news. Get this out to everybody. It's been criminally investigated by Homeland Security. This is all happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to the president, because even though this bowling thing is, I've got a bowling clip of him interviewing the White House spokesperson on this, even though this whole thing with Acosta is petty, the lying about it and the whole corporate media joining in to lie and the president having to shatter this whole illusion illustrates how these people work as a wall of fraud against America and against our recovery. They really are enemies of the American people. This is the real deal. Here is the president defending Paul Watson just hours ago.
The taped video of Acosta? What are you talking about? All that was, nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. And he was not nice to that young woman. I don't hold him for that because it wasn't overly, you know, horrible. But it was. But all that was, when you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy because it wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring.
Are you thinking about more Supreme? There you go, Paul. I mean, the president at press conferences has to say it's not doctored. There's another White House statement we're going to release, a video we're going to play here in a moment that Eric Bowling just sent me. We appreciate him doing that, where they responded. Just said, look, we were all in there. We saw. The video's real. It doesn't matter if it's sped up or slowed down or zoomed in. It's not doctored. Well, we didn't speed it up. All we did was blow it up. Paul, final comments on this.
Final comments, Alex, is that, I mean, there are so many lies out there today. Listen to this from Yahoo News. Okay, they quote me talking to BuzzFeed saying, digitally, it's going to look a tiny bit different after processing and zooming in. Elizabeth Loftus, professor of law and social psychology at the University of California, Irvine, isn't buying it. The videos are totally different, she says. Alex, are these videos that you're playing right now totally different, or do they look almost exactly the same? Elizabeth Loftus is a liar. Those videos are exactly the same. There's no doctoring. There's no speeding up. Now they're saying, oh, it was slowed down. It's like, make your mind up, seriously. But so many liars. The original tweets about this got literally like 60,000 retweets, Alex. The retractions or the debunking tweets got basically, you know, a couple of thousand here and there. So again, it's a huge echo chamber. They've convinced each other that this is doctored. It's like some grand conspiracy where they've deluded themselves into seeing something that's not even there and then denying what actually is there, the fact that he put his hands on a woman, that happened, everybody saw it.
So we're talking about the king's new clothes. He has no clothes, you're calling it out, but everybody else says no, he's wearing beautiful clothes. And finally, a three-year-old walks up and says, no, the king's naked. And then everybody gets past the peer pressure and starts admitting it's true. But this time, it's the king telling us that CNN has no clothes. And, of course, that is President Trump. Paul, we thought, some people thought, I didn't think, but a lot of people thought that things would slow down after the election. No, they're only going into insane high gear, Antifa activating 900 terror squads in their own words, as violence escalates, as doxing escalates. We've got this new deputy attorney general, who's now officially the attorney general, scaring the hell out of him. We've got his bio. He's a super patriot, Christian, literally dialed into what's going on. I've done deep research now. That's why they're so scared. Trump's making his move.
Yeah, and I mean, the problem is, Alex, when there is extremism, when there is violence on the right, we call it out, we disavow, we distance ourselves from it. That doesn't happen on the left, and that's why this is all escalating, because they don't de-escalate it. They seek to escalate it at every available opportunity. There's a Vox employee, Matt Iglesias, yesterday, who basically applauded Antifa stalking, harassing, terrorizing Tucker Carlson's wife and children as they literally had, like, hid in a closet, according to reports, saying that, you know, basically they deserved it. He said, I think the idea behind terrorizing his family, like it or not, as a strategy, is to make them feel some of the fear that the victims of MAGA-inspired violence feel. So he basically applauded it and said that this was a good method. He's since deleted all his tweets, backed away from it. But again, this is the attitude on the left. They don't disavow their violent extremists, which is why this is escalating and getting worse.
And they always lie, and they always double down, and they are getting worse. This is an insane time to be alive. Thank you, Paul Joseph Watson. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
These controversies get more and more bizarre. I'm going to come back and get to this video. We're going to post on Infowars.com. White House further responds to this controversy. And they said, look, we were there. The video that Infowars shows is what we saw with our eyeballs. And everyone else saw it too. Zooming in is not doctrine. But this is the level of 1984, where they tell you 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. And then we've got our crew already reporting live on the ground. Roger Stone, there's a feed of Roger Stone and others reporting live at Infowars.com. Get that link out to everybody. That's how these feeds go viral. It's how we get around the censors. There's so much other news I haven't gotten to yet. I tend to wait to the very end of the hour to even plug. In fact, I get so obsessed with the news. But if you don't support Infowars, you're missing out on really, really great products that spread the word, like T-shirts and hoodies. And we've now got sweaters with Infowars on them. And we've got so many great Molon Labe-style designs. We've got really in-your-face political stuff that'll get you in confrontations, but will also help you meet a lot of people. But we've also got things that are covert Infowars symbols, that are Molon Labe things, that are, you know, only get you the positive feedback if you want to network with people and be on the DL. So we've got our covert operations clothing, and then we've got our open out, basically drawing their fire type stuff. And getting a T-shirt is so vital to what we do. Going to the political rallies, going to the Trump rallies, wearing them, lets the establishment know that America is awake and is taking action. It lets them know that we are the folks that brought Trump to the party, which he knows, but his own minions don't. This is the relaunch of 1776. So getting T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. And if you'll just get one for yourself, one for your wife, one for your neighbor, if you'll just do your Christmas shopping early at InfoWarsStore.com, get it out of the way. Don't fight the crowds. Get a Trump Pence 2020 shirt. Get an InfoWars In Your Face shirt. Get a Molon Labe hoodie. We've got them with gold foil, female cut, that are just gorgeous. My wife looks amazing in one. I don't ever come here to do a photo shoot. My goodness. Start drilling, though. But the point is, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Yeah, no, my beautiful, gorgeous wife, with a little waist and everything else, and then, but then the femininity and the Molon Labe, it's a big turn on. Let's be honest. And then there's the supplements, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsStore.com. We just ended our biggest sale in history. They're trying to shut down our payment processing and put us out of business. So I'm like, everything must go. And we ran it for about 2 weeks, and a lot of stuff got close to selling out, so it went back to the regular discounted prices, except on 6 items that we do have enough of in stock. Survival Shield X3, even better than X2. All 3 types of iodine, including the Deep Earth Crystal. But then the chemist explained you a little bit of the other 2 in there for uploading, even better. A tiny bit of vitamin C. So it's a very, 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 very powerful, very, very special product. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. It's already got 100% 5 stars, so thank you all for your reviews as well. Silver Bullet, 67% off. A bunch of other big specials that are the biggest ever at that level for the item itself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.